जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रजन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रजन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी। यमुना तीर वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रजन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी। यमुना तीरा वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. हरिनाम संकीर्तन की शील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो सेकंड चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द लॉर्ड इन द हार्ट वर्स नंबर 24। So, I will just recite the verse. You can all follow behind me. Vaishvanaram yati vihaya sagatah. Shushumnaya brahmapatena shochisa. विधूत कल्कोत हरे रुदस्ताद प्रयाति चक्रम रिप शैशुमारम। वैश्वानरम याति विहाय सागतः शुषुम्नया ब्रह्मपथेन च शोचिसा विधूतकल्कोत हरेरुदस्तात् प्रयाति चक्रम रिपशेषुमारम्। वैश्वानरं याति विहाय सागतः शुषुम्नया ब्रह्मपटेन शोचिसा विधूतकल्कोत हरेरुदस्तात् प्रयाति चक्रम रिपशेषुमारम्। वैश्वानरं याति विहाय सागतः शुषुम्नया ब्रह्मपथेन शोचिसा विधूतकल्कोत हरेरुदस्तात् प्रयाति चक्रम रिपशेषुमारम्। वैश्वानरं याति विहाय सागतः शुषुम्नया ब्रह्मपथेन शोचिसा विधूतकल्कोत हरेरुदस्ता प्रयाति चक्रम रिपशेषुमारम्। माताजी वैश्वानरं याति विहाय सागतः शुषुम्नया ब्रह्मपतेन शोचिसा विधूतकल्कोत हरिरुदस्ताद् प्रयाति चक्रम रिपशेषुमारम्। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग, वैश्वानरम द कंट्रोलिंग डीटी ऑफ फायर, याति गोज विहायसा बाय द पाथ इन द स्काई द मिल्की वे गतः बाय पासिंग ओवर शुषुम्नया बाय द शुषुम्ना ब्रह्म ब्रह्मलोक पथेन ऑन द वे टू शोचिसा इल्यूमिनेटिंग विधूत बीइंग वॉश्ड ऑफ कल्कः डर्ट अथ देर आफ्टर हरे ऑफ लॉर्ड हरि उदस्तात अपवर्ड्स प्रयाति डज रीच चक्रम सर्कल नृप ओ किंग शैशुमारम नेम्ड शिशुमार। ट्रांसलेशन, ओ किंग, when such a mystic passes over the Milky Way by the illuminating Shushumna to reach the highest planet Brahmaloka, he goes first to Vaishvanara, the planet of the deity of fire, wherein he becomes completely cleansed of all contaminations, and thereafter he still goes higher to the circle of Shishumara to relate with Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead. Parapat, by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The polar star of the universe and the circle thereof is called the Shishumara circle, and therein the local residential planet of the personality of Godhead, Shirodakashaya Vishnu, is situated. Before reaching there, the mystic passes over the Milky Way to reach Brahmaloka, and while going there, he first reaches Vaishvanara Loka, where the demigod controls fire. On Vaishvanara Loka, the yogi becomes completely cleansed of all dirty sins acquired while in contact with the material world. The Milky Way in the sky is indicated herein as the way leading to Brahmaloka, the highest planet of the universe. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं। हरे कृष्णा। So before I speak on this exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, I would like to seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially Her Grace Nartaki Mataji, very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada, so that I can speak something which is beneficial to both the audience and the speaker, and also seek the blessings of devotees who who are watching online also. So currently we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, second chapter. And second canto is quite technical. There is a lot of description about the universe, the universal form of the Lord, Paramatma, so many other things. So the name of this chapter is Lord in the Heart. So here the discussion is about the yogi who was meditating on the form of the Lord, Paramatma form, as well as the Virat Roop, universal form of the Lord. And then how he cultivates detachment, and finally he gives up his body and he goes back on the path of light towards the Brahma Jyoti. That is the whole discussion which is going on here. So in the previous chapter, first chapter, there was a discussion about universal form, Virat Roop of the Lord, right? So it is mentioned that a neophyte yogi who just began his process of Ashtanga Yoga, so he was recommended to first meditate on the universal form of the Lord, the Virat Roop. And then once he gets purified, then he can go to the meditation on the Paramatma form of the Lord. So one who is meditating on the universal form, the Dharanashraya is Virat Roop. Right? And for one who is meditating on the Paramatma form of the Lord, so Paramatma is the Dharanashraya. So in this chapter, various discussions, themes were discussed in the beginning of this chapter, like the first 7 verses, there was a rejection of Karma Kanda, and then Sukhdev Goswami discusses about cultivation of detachment for both grihasthas as well as the renunciates. So then he gives certain shlokas wherein he says a grihastha should work as much as to keep the body and soul together, not to endeavor too much, because the goal of life is to please the Lord and to attain the Lord. And then he also goes on explaining about the lifestyle of a renunciate, right? So he has to live a simple life. He need not have to have a bed, pillow, right? He can sleep on the land. He can use his hands as a pillow. And many other such verses were discussed there. And then there was also a description of super soul in this chapter. A yogi who is advanced enough, he can meditate on the Paramatma form of the Lord. So Bhagavad Gita also speaks about the same concept which is being spoken here, the path of light. So once a person gives his life, his body, so if he is fortunate enough to give up his body in the daytime, at the time of Uttarayan, then he can enter the path of light and he can become successful in that sense. Right? So 8.24, Krishna says, Agnir Jyoti Ah Shukla San Masa Uttarayanam Tatra Prayata Gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vidojana. Right? So if you remember the pastime of Bhishma Pitama also, he chose a particular time to leave his body. He was also a great mystic, yogi in that sense. So he chose the time of Uttarayan. He was waiting for the time. Even after the Mahabharata war ended, he waited for some more time, for a proper time to leave his body. So the same concept is being spoken here in this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So the process of Ashtanga Yoga is being discussed by Sukhdev Goswami in very detail here. So if you take the process of Ashtanga Yoga, it has 8 limbs. Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana and Samadhi. So in today's time, if you go to some yoga institute, you may land up just learning asana and pranayama. There is no emphasis on yoga, yama, niyama and all the other limbs of Ashtanga Yoga. Right? So Bhagavad Gita also speaks about the 2 divisions of this Ashtanga Yoga. The first part is yoga ruruksha stage, wherein yogi who has just begun his process of Ashtanga Yoga. And the focus is more on the external rituals, like, you know, performing asanas, do's and don'ts, yama niyama, and then controlling the mind through the process of pranayama. So the mostly the focus is on the externals, like the asanas and all that. And next comes the advanced stage of Yoga Ruda stage, wherein a yogi is little more advanced, is also purified. But then it is also mentioned, before he begins the process of Pratyahar Dharana, Pratyahar is the intermediate stage wherein a yogi is focusing on getting detached from all kinds of food, ahara, or sense objects, sense gratification of this world. And then once he is enough purified, then he enters into the Yoga Ruda stage, where the focus is more on the internal, focus on the mind, cultivating meditation and all that. So, the point which is being discussed here is about the Dharana stage, where a yogi is trying to meditate on the form of the Lord. So, the difference between Dharana and Dhyana is Dharana, a person is trying to meditate on the overall form of the Lord. Where in Dhyana stage, the yogi is trying to meditate on the each and every limb of the Lord, the form of the Lord. For example, as soon as we enter the temple hall, suppose we are standing on the side of Prabhupada, and from far away, if you see the deities, we can see only the overall form of the Lord. We are not able to see the hands and the legs of the Lord so properly. So we get a glimpse of the overall form of the Lord when we are looking from the distant place, right? That is the Dharana stage. And at the Dhyana stage, a person comes little closer and he actually is able to see each and every limb of the Lord. So that is the difference. And then comes the Samadhi, where the yogi is completely absorbed, total absorption in the meditation. So what is the path of a yogi that is being discussed here is, so after the stage of Pratyahar, where he has given up the attachment for the sense gratification of this world, then if he still has some more desires that is left, then he is recommended to meditate on the Virat Roop of the Lord. And once he gets purified, then he can go to the next stage of meditation on the Paramatma form of the Lord. Alright. So, then the process that is being mentioned here is Krama Mukti Liberation. That is, the yogi goes through step by step, gradual process of liberation. And other processes where the yogi is purified enough, he is meditating on the form of the Lord, Paramatma form of the Lord. He is quite qualified, no desires are left. And then he can directly attain liberation, self-realization. So there are two, although they are going on the same path, but there is some difference. One is interested in, going slow. So, I was discussing with one devotee yesterday. So, he gave one beautiful example. He said, suppose if I want to go from Mumbai to Delhi, so I can go either by air or I can go either by land. So, when we go in the flight from Mumbai to Delhi, so there are many cities also that come on the way. But then we are not interested. We are not getting down anywhere in between. We are directly going to Delhi. So that is the direct process of liberation for a yogi that is mentioned. And suppose someone is going by his own vehicle, private vehicle, in a car from Mumbai to Delhi. So on the way, he comes across so many different stops. So he may wish to get down somewhere, and then he may spend a night also in some place, and then he can carry out his journey again back. So that is the Krama Mukti path that is mentioned in this chapter. And so it also speaks about the different lokas that the yogi goes through. Vaishnava, Anar Loka, Mahar Loka, Tapa Loka, Jana Loka, Brahma Loka. And then finally from there, he again has to practice. Shat Chakra Yoga is also mentioned. And then finally he can attain Mukti or liberation. He can enter into the Brahma Jyoti of the Lord. So, quite technical stuff is being discussed here. And but then we can also see how in the beginning of the Canto 2, right in the first, second chapters also, Sukhdev Goswami is explaining all these different processes of Ashtanga Yoga. But at the same time, he is also mentioning that how Bhakti Yoga is more powerful when compared to this process of Ashtanga Yoga. Right? So, he also mentions in this 33rd chapter of this of this chapter. Nayato Anya Shiva Panta Vishata Samshritaviha Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yogo Yato Bhave. So at the beginning of the creation, Lord Brahma, so he actually studied all the Vedic scriptures three times, all the Vedas for three times. And then he came to this conclusion that there is nothing better than the process of Bhakti Yoga. That is the conclusion of Lord Brahmaji. And Shukdev Goswami already, you know, Sudha Goswami tells in the beginning of the first canto itself, second chapter, the prime duty of a living entity is to perform bhakti unto Adokshaja. That is the most important activity every individual in this world should perform. Bhakti unto Adokshaja, Lord Krishna. And by doing that, we can become happy, actually. The real happiness can be experienced only when we perform bhakti unto Krishna. And then, while performing the process of bhakti, jnana and vairagya, they are the byproducts. Automatically, one gets jnana and vairagya also. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chatad Ahetukam. Right. And then, in this chapter, 36th verse, which His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj took on the last Sunday, so Shukdev Goswami concludes the chapter by explaining the greatness of the process of Bhakti Yoga. Tasmat Sarvatmana Rajan Hari Sarvatra Sarvada Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyo Bhagavan Nidam. So the simple process of, you know, hearing about Lord, discussing about the topics of the Lord and remembering about the Lord, we can actually get purified of all the unwanted contamination that is there in our heart. The polluted aim of the life that we have in our hearts, we can be cleansed of all the dirt once we perform this process of bhakti. And then what is the result? The second result is that we can attain Krishna. We can attain lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So again and again we can see in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukdev Goswami discussing or concluding the process of Bhakti Yoga as the supreme most process. And we also see examples of Dhruva Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam. Two great personalities we can think about in Srimad Bhagavatam who performed great austerities. Right? One is Dhruva Maharaj, another is Hiranyakashipu. So, no one ever did the kind of tapasya which Hiranyakashipu did. Right? But then his heart was not purified. He did not get purified because he had material desires. He wanted to become the most powerful personality in this world. On the other side, Dhruva Maharaj, because he followed the process of Bhakti Yoga, combination of Bhakti Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, right, both. But then he followed a bona fide spiritual master, Narad Muni, and his heart was purified. And what happened at the end of the tapasya? He was completely detached with any of this material, the material desires that he had before. He no longer wanted opulence which is greater than that of Brahmaji also. Right? He says to Lord Vishnu that I don't want anything else. I am satisfied. So that is the power of Bhakti Yoga. One gets purified. The heart gets purified. Right? So today is also a very auspicious day of Bhadra Purnima, which appears in this month of Bhadrapad. And Srimad Bhagavatam glorifies this particular day in detail in 12th canto, 12th chapter. The speciality of this day. Praustapadhyam Paurnamasyam Hema Simha Samanvitam Dadati Yo Bhagavatam Sayati Paramam Gatim. So he says, on this day, which falls in the month of Bhadrapad, if one places Srimad Bhagavatam on a golden throne and then gives it as a gift to someone, then he can attain the transcendental destination, the abode of Lord Krishna. So today is the day when we can give the greatest charity. Right? We can give annadan, we can give so many other different kinds of charity. But of all the charities, the charity of knowledge is the greatest. Jnanadan, as we say. So once a person eats some things, he gets satisfied. But that satisfaction is there only for a few hours. After that, again he feels hungry. Again he has to eat. Right? But the charity of Gyan is so wonderful. The knowledge is always there with that person. It can help the person at all times. So the Gyana Dan is the most important charity that one can give, especially the charity of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that too on this special occasion of Bhadra Purnima today. And then there is further glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam that is done in the verses after that. Surajante tavadanyani puranani satamgane yavad bhagavatam naiva shruyate amrita sagaram. So this Bhagavatam is filled with nectar. And a saintly person who has heard Srimad Bhagavatam once, he doesn't take interest in any other literature of this world. He is completely satisfied. I don't want anything else. Srimad Bhagavatam completely satisfies the heart of a person. Sarva Vedanta Saram hi Shri Bhagavatam ishyate tad rasamrita triptasya nanyatra syat rati kvachit. So Srimad Bhagavatam, such a nectarian mellow, the same thing which I have discussed, I think, just before. Nimnaganam yatha Ganga devanam achyato yatha vaishnavanam yatha shambhu purananam idam tata. Further glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam is done, where Ganga is the greatest of all rivers, Lord Achyuta is the greatest of all the, among all the deities, and Shambhu, Lord Shiva, is the greatest of all the Vaishnavas. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest of all the Vedic literature, especially the Puranas. Kshetranam chaiva sarvesham yatha kashi anuttama tatha purana vratanam Srimad Bhagavatam dvija. So, Brahmanas, in the same way, the city of Kashi is great among the holy places. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is supreme among all the Puranas. And one last verse which is about the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam is, Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsam Ekam Amalam Jnanam Param Giyate Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarmyam Avishkritam Tash Shinvan Supathan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchyennaraham. So Srimad Bhagavatam is a spotless Puranam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended all of us these two important books. Everyone should read these two books, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, at least, especially in this age of Kali Yuga. Right? Firstly, we don't have much time to read other scriptures also. Right? Four Vedas, 108 Upanishads, 18 Puranas, so many Samhitas, Aranyakas. We don't have so much of time. But at least we can focus our energy in reading these two books, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam is Vaishnavanam Priyam. All the saintly persons, all the devotees of the Lord, the book Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to them. Right? And it is also mentioned that the Paramahamsas, they actually relish this Srimad Bhagavatam, subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. But then Srimad Bhagavatam is also for those who has a lot of material desires in their heart, who are stuck in this samsara chakra. For them also Srimad Bhagavatam is recommended because it is purifying to the heart. So both the conditioned soul and those who are self-realized, on the stage of self-realization, both can approach Srimad Bhagavatam. Both get benefited by Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhadra Purnima is also a date on which Srila Prabhupada took sannyas on this day. And when someone asked Srila Prabhupada, are you going to America? Then Srila Prabhupada replied, no, Srimad Bhagavatam is going to America. I am going along with the Bhagavatam. So it was very clear that, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam can transform this world. Of course, Srila Prabhupada also took Harinam to America. And then with these two tools, the powerful tools, Harinam and Srimad Bhagavatam, he actually transformed the hearts of so many people in this world. Right? And yesterday also, a beautiful occasion of disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur, who actually took this Hare Krishna Mahamantra to his heart, and he perfected his life by constantly chanting the holy names of the Lord. And he was also the Namacharya, He was also made Namacharya by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it would be our honor, although we are not qualified, but when we discuss the glories of Srila Haridas Thakur, then we may also develop some affinity towards chanting of the holy names of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now, interestingly, there is a discussion between Lord Brahma and Narad Muni. So, Narad Muni once approaches Lord Brahma and he asks him, so, how the people of this age of Kali Yuga can be delivered? I can see that they are most fallen. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya upadruta. So, what is the way by which they can be delivered? So, that was the question put forth by Narad Muni to Lord Brahmaji. So, then for the first time, Brahmaji gives this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the 16 syllable mantra. This can actually deliver the people of the age of Kali. Right, and the same Lord Brahma again takes birth as Namacharya. So he demonstrates. So initially he gave that mantra, then he came to chant the same mantra in the incarnation of Srila Haridas Thakur. And then he induced so many people to take up the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So the pastimes, the leelas of Srila Haridas Thakur are unlimited. And within the limited time that we have, we'll try to discuss few of the pastimes. So Brahmaji gets completely bewildered in the pastime of Brahma Vimohan Leela, my Lord Krishna. And then he comes and, you know, falls at the feet of Lord Krishna and begs for forgiveness. And then he also requests Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, please put me in a condition where no one gives me prestige, where no one appreciates me, in a very untouchable situation where everyone rejects me. So in that state, maybe I can chant the holy names. Kindly put me in such a situation. I am such a fallen person. And Lord Krishna then tells him, yes, I am going to incarnate as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, which is in West Bengal. So at that time, you will again reincarnate as Srila Haridas Thakur in the family of Yavanas, where you will be rejected both by the family of Yavanas as well as so-called Hindus also, the Smart Brahmanas. And in that state, you will be able to chant my names. So then Lord Krishna gives him the benediction. And then Brahmaji actually goes to Navadvip and then he meditates on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he gets the darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. And then that is how Lord Brahma incarnates as Srila Haridas Thakur. So we can see how Lord Brahma was so eager to take a humble position, although he was such a great personality. He is the first living entity in this universe. But then he understood the objective, the aim of life, to become humble and chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So Brahmaji also took a break and came to this material world to chant the names of the Lord. Like someone was mentioning how Yamaraj also took a break and came to this world to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? Two great personalities. One came to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, one came to chant the holy names of the Lord. So Srila Haridas Thakur, he took birth in Bangladesh in a small village called Budhan in the family of Mlechhas and Yavanas. But right from his childhood, he was so addicted to chanting the names of Lord Krishna. So that is the reason why he was rejected by his own family members also. So how can you chant these names of Hindu gods? So they rejected him. And the Brahmanas, they also rejected him because you are from a Mlechha background. How can you take the names of our God? So in that sense, he was totally, you know, in such a humiliating situation, we can say. And that is a benediction for him. He took it as a benediction and then he constantly chanted the names of Lord Krishna. And then yesterday, Deen Gaurang Prabhu also mentioned one of the pastime of Srila Haridas Thakur. So from there, he goes to the place called Benapol, where he encounters with Ramachandra Khan, and there is a whole pastime connected to the how he transforms the life of a prostitute, and then she also takes to chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So in this way, he delivered the prostitute also by the power of his chanting. And from there, he goes to Chandpur, Saptagram actually, to the place where Balram Acharya was living. He was the priest of Govardhan and Hiranya Majumdar, the father and uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. So there, he was discussing about the glories of the holy name in the assembly of Brahmanas. There was a program that was conducted by them. And then while he was glorifying that, he said, the chanting of the holy names is so powerful that liberation is just a byproduct. And there were some people, especially Gopal Chakravarti, who was sitting there. He was an impersonal philosopher. So when he heard that, he could not able to digest. How can the holy name can be so powerful that it can give liberation? And liberation is just a byproduct of that. So he actually objected to that. He challenged and he actually started humiliating Srila Haridas Thakur in front of all the assembled Brahmanas. So everyone understood that he is trying to create some disturbance. And this person also says that if whatever you are saying, if it is wrong, then your nose will fall off. So he cursed Srila Haridas Thakur in that sense. And then Balram Acharya, he understood that he is trying to create some disturbance here. Then he was thrown out of that assembly. And a devotee can tolerate any kind of blasphemy for himself, but Lord Krishna cannot tolerate that. So the next day, what happened? This person, Gopal Chakravarti, because he offended such a great devotee of Krishna, Srila Haridas Thakur, he was infected with leprosy. And his nose actually fell off. You know, his nose went inside. So that is the problem with offending a Vaishnava. And from there, Srila Haridas Thakur goes to the place of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya arranges for him a cave to stay where he can practice his japa every day. So one time, many people used to come to that cave to listen to Srila Haridas Thakur, to his discourses, and also to sit with him and chant. So one time, when some people came there in that cave to listen to Haridas Thakur, they were not feeling comfortable. There was something which was burning their, you know, skin. And they could understand that there is a venomous snake that was there inside the cave, which was releasing vapors by its breathing, which was very difficult to handle. So all of them, they started complaining to Haridas Thakur that there is something, some snake here, some venomous snake here, which is causing disturbance to us. I think we will not be able to come here any longer. Please excuse us. So Haridas Thakur said that, I don't know that there is some snake here. I never came across any such serpent here. So because he was so absorbed in chanting, he could never understand that there is also someone existing in the cave. Right? So then he said, if the snake does not go away by tomorrow, then I will also leave this cave because you are not able to meet me. And in front of everyone, that snake came crawling and then it left the cave from that place. So this is the greatness of Srila Haridas Thakur, that even a snake, a venomous snake, was ready to cooperate with Srila Haridas Thakur. And then the pinnacle of the test which Srila Haridas Thakur had to go was, he was tested by none other than Maya Devi also. Like he was tested by Ramchandra Khan, where a prostitute came to allure him. Similarly, Maya Devi personally comes to allure Srila Haridas Thakur. And then for 3 days continuously, Haridas Thakur says in the same way, my chanting is not completed. I have to complete my rounds. It's still pending. So maybe you can come tomorrow. I will satisfy you tomorrow. And in the same way, he postponed it for 3 days. So His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj says, so Srila Haridas Thakur went beyond the court of Kirtaniya Sadahari. Kirtaniya Sadahari is, you know, we have to chant every day, whole day. So Haridas Thakur actually went beyond this phrase. Right? He was constantly chanting the names of the Lord. He would never complete his rounds. Sometimes we may also chant whole day, but we may end up just chanting 16 rounds whole day. So it is not that we will be said Kirtaniya Sadahari. Not. Kirtaniya Sadahari means chanting whole day, much more. So then she finally understands that, you know, he is beyond any kinds of influence of this world. And then she falls at the lotus feet of Srila Haridas Thakur. And she begs for initiation from Haridas Thakur. She says, previously I was given initiation in the name of Lord Ram by Lord Shiva, but I would like to now get initiated by you in the name of Lord Krishna. So this is the power of Srila Haridas Thakur. Right? So people rejected him because he was an untouchable. But from this pastime we can understand that he was actually untouchable. He could not be touched by the influence of Maya. So in that sense he is quite untouchable. And then there are so many pastimes, I will not go there. We'll just discuss the main important pastime of the passing away of Srila Haridas Thakur, because yesterday was the disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur spent most of his time in Jagannath Puri witnessing the beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he became old, so one time he was sitting in his bhajan kutir, Siddha Bakula, and he was chanting lying on the bed. So as usual, Govinda, who was the servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, comes there to give him some Jagannath Mahaprasad. So he was lying on the bed, and then Haridas Thakur said that, you know, I can't take prasad now because my rounds are pending. I have not completed my prasad, my chanting yet. Right? So, but since you have brought the Mahaprasad, I cannot say no also. So then he pays obeisances to Mahaprasad and take a little morsel just to honor the Jagannath Mahaprasad. So in this way, he was very sick in that sense. He was lying on the bed, but still he was continuing the chanting. And Govinda, he goes and explains the whole situation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu understands the situation of Haridas Thakur. So next day, Mahaprabhu comes there along with Jagannath Mahaprasad. And then he asks the most famous question to Haridas Thakur. My dear Haridas Thakur, how are you? And the classic answer which Haridas Thakur gives is, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence, they are not well. So then Mahaprabhu is confused and he says, so can you please explain in detail what is your disease? Then he says, my disease is that I am not able to complete my rounds. Right? And that is how the consciousness of a devotee should be. Sometimes some devotees ask, who are chanting 16 rounds every day, Prabhuji, is it okay if I continue, if I am not able to chant my 16 rounds today, I can do the pending rounds tomorrow? So then it is said that as much as possible, we should try to complete the same day, right? Even if you are lying on the bed, as is the case with Srila Haridas Thakur, right? But there can be some exceptions. But otherwise, we have to complete the rounds. Otherwise, it is said as a diseased condition of a living entity. So Mahaprabhu, with great emotion, he speaks to Haridas Thakur and he says, my dear Haridas Thakur, you are so old. There is no need for you to chant anymore. You have already chanted enough and you can reduce your chanting actually. Right? Some of us may also be interested to hear such words from our spiritual master. When my spiritual master would also tell me, you know, you can also reduce your chanting. Bhot ho gaya, solamala bhot kar liya. Maybe you can also reduce. Right? But Haridas Thakur, he has actually chanted more. So much. Every day, 192 rounds. It's not a joke. So most of your day goes on in chanting the names of the Lord. But then, out of great emotion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling him, you have chanted enough. So you have come here to extol the glories of the holy name and you have completed your mission also. No more. No need to chant more. you can reduce your chanting. So at that time, Srila Haridas Thakur actually puts his heart, he pours out his heart in front of the Lord and says, "My dear Lord, I want one benediction from you. Can you please fulfill this desire of mine?" Right? And he says, "I know I am from a most abominable family. I'm so lowly, engaged in so many low works. I'm the lowest of all. I'm condemned. I have been condemned. Untouchable. Many people rejected me, humiliated me. And that is my state. That is my condition. That is what I am. But still I have a hope that, you know, you can deliver a fallen soul like me. Please kindly grant me this benediction." And what is that benediction he asks? He says, "My dear Lord, I want to leave this body before you wind up your pastimes in this material world. I don't want to see your ending pastimes on this earthly planet. I will not be able to witness that. So before that, I would like to leave my body glancing on your beautiful face and, you know, grasping onto your lotus feet and putting it on my heart. And before I leave, I just want to chant your names. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. So in this way, I want to leave my body, my dear Lord. Please grant me this benediction." So that was the benediction which, you know, he asked to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the Mahaprabhu says, "My dear Haridas, if you go, what will happen to me? You are so dear to me. How can I live without you? What will happen to me?" So then Haridas Thakur says, "My dear Lord, you have so many disciples here. You have so many devotees here, such exalted devotees. What if an insignificant person like me leaves this world? There is no loss to this world. Right? Don't put me in the illusion, my dear Lord. Please grant me this benediction." Right? So if an insect like me dies, there is no loss to this world. So please kindly grant me this benediction. So in this way, Haridas Thakur pleads in front of the Lord. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaves and he to attend his noon duties. And understanding the heart of Haridas Thakur, the desire that he had, he comes again the next day to meet Haridas Thakur. So this time he comes along with so many devotees. And then he sits on the side of Haridas Thakur and he tells all the devotees to do the Harinam Sankirtanam. So Swarup Damodar Goswami, he does the chanting and Vakreshwar Pandit is dancing. Everyone is joyfully chanting the names of the Lord. And then at that moment, Haridas Thakur actually requests the Lord to come by his side. And he tells him, "My dear Lord, please give your lotus feet." And he pushes his lotus feet on his heart, holding it very tightly. And by glancing at the beautiful form of the Lord, drinking the nectarian beauty of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chants the name of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. So in this way, you know, he leaves his body and before that he actually touches the lotus feet of all the devotees who are assembled there. He takes the blessings of all the devotees also. So in this way, Haridas Thakur leaves his body by looking at the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as soon as he passes, he leaves this body, all the devotees, they shout, they roar loudly in jubilation and they remember the passing away of Bhishma Pitama also. So since we are discussing in this series of shlokas, how a yogi leaves his body at his own will, at his own sweet will. Similarly, we can also see how Srila Haridas Thakur leaves his body at his own sweet will, you know, requesting Mahaprabhu to please take me from this earthly planet before I can see your ending pastimes. And Bhishma Pitama also, before he passed away, he actually got the opportunity to see the beautiful form of Lord Krishna. So while seeing the beauty of Lord Krishna by remembering him, he leaves the world. And the same way Haridas Thakur also leaves his body. So there was a great festival that happens. Mahaprabhu personally lifts Haridas Thakur in his lap and he takes him to the seaside and then he was bathed in the sea. And then Mahaprabhu proclaims that whoever takes bath in this sea, now this sea has turned into Mahatirth. because a great devotee like Haridas Thakur has taken bath in these waters. So then he was bathed in the sea and then he was brought again. There was a arrangement that was made for his samadhi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally dug the land and then, you know, creates a pit for the samadhi of Srila Haridas Thakur. And all the other devotees, they also take bath in the sea and they come and circumambulate the samadhi of Srila Haridas Thakur. So in this way, Haridas Thakur may be the only one who got such an opportunity where Mahaprabhu personally performed the final rites of Haridas Thakur. In the same way in which Lord Ram also performed the final rites of Jatayu, we can remember that pastime also. So Haridas Thakur got that great opportunity, that great benediction here. So Mahaprabhu then asks all the devotees assembled there to chant the holy names of Lord with great, you know, enthusiasm. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So it is my great fortune to get this opportunity to discuss such beautiful pastime of Srila Haridas Thakur on special day of Bhadra Purnima. And we can learn from Srila Haridas Thakur to be determined to, you know, chant our rounds on daily basis without any compromise and in the quality that is expected from all of us. And then we can also perfect our lives. So I will end here. Hare Krishna. So if there are any comments by Nartaki Mataji, if she wants to add something or any other devotee. Anyone has any questions? Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Srimad Grantra, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Bhadra Purnima Maha Mahotsav ki. Hare Krishna.